This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Nuggets fans are at Civic Center Park in Denver to celebrate the team's first NBA championship. Jaden Vigil has been camped out with his mom since 4 a.m. He came with a mission.
I want to see Joker because I like him. Me and my dad love him, so I want to see him so bad. I want to get his autograph on my shirt.
The Joker, Nuggets center Nikola Jokic. The team's players and coaches will join the crowd following a parade through downtown Denver that starts at 10. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo wants to make a recent expansion to federal food stamps permanent. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Congress recently passed more work requirements for participants in SNAP, the country's largest food stamp program, as a part of an agreement to avoid a federal debt default. But veterans and people experiencing homelessness are exempt from those requirements for the next several years. Democratic Representative Caraveo says a new bill she's introducing would make those exemptions permanent.
I really don't want to be in a position where we yank away benefits from really vulnerable groups.
Over 500,000 Coloradans use SNAP to keep their kitchens stocked. And food banks say demand remains at record levels due to high food prices. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The suspect in last fall's Club Q shooting tells the Associated Press they intend to take a plea deal. The 23-year-old spoke publicly for the first time in a series of calls with reporters. Victims' families say they've been notified of a possible plea deal as required by state law. Even with a plea agreement, the alleged shooter could get life in prison. This is CPR News.